surrounded by love and affection.
Isn't that lovely? Precious.
I often, oftentimes wish that people in your world realize the love that does surround them. It is true, of course, that owing to the material condition and atmosphere so often around people, that it is difficult for us at times to reach them, or to perhaps sometimes even to have the effect upon them that we would wish. But nevertheless, the love and the power of the Spirit is there, and those who are aware of this power and this love, who are receptive, they are helped quite oft times in such a way that, well, it can almost seem miraculous, because when most things seem wrong and everything in the world seems against one and all that one is doing that is good, the power of the Spirit justifies itself and opens up the door which makes possible the realization more and more of the beauty and the tranquility of the power of the Spirit. You know, my child, over a long period of time, you have been shown not only the path of spiritual progression, but you have been shown truly the power of the Spirit, which has been enabled to manifest itself in oft-times such a way that it has been a miracle, because we do overcome by the power and the love and the communion that we share. We do overcome oft-times material conditions which by their very nature are very difficult to break down or to put aside, but we do achieve. It has taken us a long time to bring you into a haven, into a condition of life which by its very nature is more conducive to your well-being and to the work that you have to do. I know that there are certain conditions which at times cause a certain irritation, but these are conditions which we endeavour to lighten, to ease.
Oh, I'm well adjusted now.
You see, child, the path is never easy. If it were easy, there would be no effort made, would not be necessary, and in consequence there would be no achievement.
No.
Achievement can only come into being, come to pass, when we are placed in circumstance which at times causes us perhaps to fret, but yet at the same time is a challenge.
Yes.
You have overcome because you have had the power of the Spirit always around and about you and within you. You are never bereft of that power. No matter what you were called upon to face in the material world, you always have the strength, you always have the power that will enable you to overcome.
Yes,
you always know, I'm sure, child.
Yes, I find as the years go by that things don't upset me like they used to. I can still keep calm, whatever's happening.
Yes, child, and that is good. It shows that you have, to some extent, overcome, that you have, by the experience of past events and the full realization of the power of the Spirit that sustains you, you have learnt how to overcome. You have been enabled to use the power of the Spirit at your disposal to be calm and placid, to be able, as it were, to see, when necessary, the path that is necessary for you to take. You are not overwhelmed, as you used to be, by material things.
No.
This is good, child.
Thank you. I suppose, really, that's life's lesson for everybody, isn't it?
Of course it is,
child. That they've got to use what comes and out of it.
Yes, child, this is true, this is so, and it is important and essential to realize and to know that life is not intended to be easy. By that I do not mean to say that we on this side, who are ever working and endeavouring on behalf of the children of earth, that we anticipate that certain things that take place should be, or even that they are necessarily good.
Yeah.
Inasmuch by this I mean that the temptations and the problems and the difficulties that beset the individual path, many of them could be erased if the very nature and the intent and purpose of the individual is different. Man creates his own havoc. Man creates his own individual experience, and yet at the same time, though one may pray for an easier path, and oft times the path is eased, circumstances are changed, it does not mean to suggest by us that we should imagine or expect or even desire that life should be perfect or that it should be necessarily easy. It is good to be challenged. It is good sometimes to have to learn how to overcome. Indeed, sometimes it is even necessary for things to transpire which by their very nature can be and are oftentimes unpleasant. One may say, why? Why, as so often people do in your world, why does God permit this? Why does God allow this? Of course, first I think we should realize that God has given man free will, and over centuries upon centuries of time, man has created the very conditions in his own world and in his own individual life which he rails against. God gives man free will, but God does not interfere. If man has created, as he has created over eons of time, such diverse conditions, such diverse vibrations, and such unhappiness which has followed in the wake of wrong thinking and in consequence wrong acting, then obviously man has created for himself problems, man has created conditions which he must learn eventually to overcome. But certain things which transpire and happen in the daily lives of individual souls are necessary, are essential, inasmuch that it is the only way that one can hope to learn. One cannot hope to learn if all things are perfect, if all things are as we would wish. Man must suffer, to some extent, in consequence, to gain knowledge and experience to befit himself for the higher life that is to come. But I would not have people think that though we, endeavouring as we do do all in our at our command and within our power to help and to guide and to uplift, we do not suggest that because of this knowledge and because of this power, that the path will necessarily be always easier for the individual. It would not be so. It cannot be so, but for the simple reason that the more spiritualized one becomes, the greater the realization must be of all the conditions in your world which have to be surmounted and overcome, and all the conditions which create havoc and unhappiness, all these things become even more, one becomes even more aware of because of the knowledge of spirit. In other words, child, we must always remember that he who is chosen to serve, by the very nature of giving himself mentally and spiritually to God and to the service of God's children, must therefore be more and more aware of the problems of life and also the difficulties, and be more conscious of the vibrations which emanate from others, which by their very nature are not always easy and pleasant to deal with. In other words, child, the greater the call to service, oftentimes the greater the sacrifice, and also to some extent as it must be, the more difficult it must be to overcome. In other words, child, we do not expect, with all the love and the effort that we give, that the path will necessarily be easy for the ones that we love, with whom we work.
I was ringing up, well, you may know, before I came here, a little lady who runs, she's taken on a great big house to enlarge her healing and her spiritual work, and everything seems to be going wrong, and I felt so sorry for her, and yet she's a dynamic person spiritually.
Yes, child, but I sometimes wonder if those who are called upon to serve realize fully the tremendous responsibility that is placed upon them. And if they do realize that responsibility, if they realize that by the very nature of the fact that they've taken on the work of the Spirit, that to do this work in such a material world, under such material conditions as exist in that world of yours, it is obviously not going to be an easy task.
No.
And the more you become spiritualized in the process of serving and doing the will and the work of the Master, obviously the more difficult it is going to be, not only to work and impress upon those who are not interested, or those, shall we say, who may be interested but at the same time are not prepared to sacrifice themselves.
Yes.
You see, it cannot be easy to work for spirit.
I think they need more helpers, that's the trouble. People don't want to give their time and their effort.
There are those who will give, and there are those who will take. Mm. There are those who will give in love and in true service, give of themselves willingly and freely and completely. But they are few. There are very few, my child.
Yes. There's something else I want to ask you, Brother John, if I may. I've been reading different books like I do about truth. And is the force of evil a reality to you? I mean, in your spiritual life, it is a force to be reckoned with.
Well, child, of course, obviously, we must recognize the fact that there are all manner and condition of forces at work, not only good, and yet not necessarily evil, but there are many forces which are by their very nature neither good nor evil. And one might say, sure, that the vast majority of human life consists of conditions or forces emanating from millions upon millions of cells of all types, of all nations, all individuals, which are neither good nor bad, which are in a sense forces of indifference. And you know, strange as it may seem, often the forces, if you like, of indifference are more difficult to deal with, because it is very difficult to reach the individuals from whom those forces emanate.
Mm.
If a person shows complete indifference, it is difficult to do very much for them. If a person is showing some willingness or some slight interest in the things of the mind and of the spirit, we can reach them. And in regard to those who, what the world calls, or what you would call, evil, although we do not see evil in the same sense, perhaps even as those in your world who profess to be spiritual see evil, by this, which may sound rather like a riddle, I want you to try to see, as we see, that all that is bad is not necessarily evil, and yet at the same time, obviously, it is not good. It is the reverse, in a sense, of that which is good. But we see many things that transpire in the minds and in the lives of individuals which are error, which are steps in the wrong direction, which are, as it were, dead ends, cul-de-sacs, which are roads which lead nowhere, and the footsteps have to be retraced. In some instances, and I do not mean by this at all, instances are so, but in some instances it is not a bad thing for people to make mistakes or perhaps to do something that is wrong. Of course, naturally, one would rather that all did that which was good and right and just and honest, but at the same time it is necessary for some souls to make mistakes, to do error, before they can ever hope to achieve that which is right and that which is just and that which is good. When we talk, indeed one might say that there are far too many in your world who talk about good and evil, or black and white, as if these are definite conditions unto themselves.
Yeah.
In a sense, there is no such thing as all good, any more than there is some thing that is all evil.
No,
for evil is a mixture, as indeed is good. It is true that the more highly evolved a person may become, the more spiritualized they may become, the less likelihood there is for anything there that is not good. But we must remember that there are many vibrations, there are many conditions, there are many aspects, so vast, so many, that one cannot hope in many generations of time and life and experience that one will necessarily evolve to such a pitch of goodness that one cannot be in any way cut adrift from those things which are not good. Indeed, the more good one becomes, the more conscious one becomes of those things that are not good, and in consequence, the more is our desire to assist those who have not progressed, those who, as it were, dwell in the darkness. And the more we are in light, the more conscious we must be, because we are in light, of the needs of those who are in darkness.
Yes.
Whether it is darkness of mind, or of spirit, or of body, or a combination, as it invariably is, of all three, We must reach out in love to serve, to help, to guide, to uplift. And though we may be more conscious through our own enlightenment and the power of our spirit, though we may be more conscious of the needs of others, we must at all times give ourselves completely, even to the point of making great sacrifice, to link up with those whose needs are many and great. We recognize what you call evil, but we see it not in the same sense. We see it perhaps differently, as many people do on earth, and those who condemn. We do not condemn. We see in compassion, we see in love, we see in true brotherliness the needs of others. We see the reasons why perhaps they have not progressed. We see why they are as they are, and in our hearts there is love. And we endeavor to help them as best we may, as best we can, to uplift them, to lift them out of their darkness, to put them on the pathway of true illumination, that they may grasp gradually but more fully, as time develops, the realities of life and the purpose and the meaning behind all things. We say, as we've always said, that love and the desire to do the things that are of love, the things that truly are of God, to do these things, to work among those who need, whose needs are many, to serve in love, this is our task, this is our joy, this is our purpose. And then when we find, as we do, such as you, who act as our instrument, and who's prepared to give of yourself completely and wholly towards that goal that we have set, that you may, by your experience, bring forth light in the darkness of your world, and give joy and truth and happiness, and bring forth for those whose needs are many, those things which will give them that help that they need, to bring them that comfort, to bring them that understanding, to bring them that peace that can only come, the peace of the Spirit, that peace which is ever strong, ever powerful, ever loving, that will sustain you and them and make truly the path straight and clear. This is our task, that with you and such as you, we may work with the children of earth to the glory of God and to the peace of the world. We choose people unto, like unto yourself, child, because you are the people that we can reach. You are humble in spirit. You are faithful in all that you say and do, and your strength is in the simplicity that you have, a strength which many may well envy. I say unto you, child, we are blessed in having you as our instrument, and ever are we by your side. No. We never fail you, child.
I'm blessed to bless you.
My peace be with you.
God
farewell,
bless you,
child.
God bless you, and all my dear ones.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mickey. You're one of my dear ones.
You bet. Cheerio, love. Bye-bye. Keep your chins up.
Yes.
Bye-bye,
dear. God bless.
It was very good after all, wasn't it?
Lovely.
There's me thinking we weren't going to get anything.
Well, you mustn't think that, you see. I come full of faith that we are.
Mm.